AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump set to deliver his State of the Union address to Congress. And if you're wondering what he might say, here's Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president's going to make the case that three more years with him in the White House and with Republicans on Capitol Hill, we can finally achieve the American dream in this country again that we had in his first term but was lost because of Joe Biden and the Democrats over the past 4 years.
Tonight is going to be long, painful, and tedious.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
Trump will claim that everything in America is going great. He's in a huge bubble. America is deeply unhappy with Trump's leadership. And he'll blame everyone else for our country's troubles. He'll blame Biden. He'll blame the Supreme Court. He'll point the finger at everyone but himself.
Lisa Dwyer has a gauge of how Americans are feeling.
Consumers' confidence in the U.S. economy improved slightly in February after cratering in January. The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February. A measure of Americans' short-term economic expectations rose 4 points to 72, while consumers' assessment of their current economic situation fell. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow has not broken Ukrainians. He was asked about recent peace talks.
The positive signals have been about exchange, future exchange of war prisoners, of our soldiers. We want to have them back.
Otherwise, he says it's slow going.
During negotiations, you know that we have difficult questions, and they are about territories. Mostly, everything is around this. Even nuclear station.
In today's show, host Savannah Guthrie says her family's now offering $1 million reward for information leading to the recovery of their mother. Nancy Guthrie went missing from her Arizona home more than 3 weeks ago. This is AP News. Legal developments in Charlie Kirk's killing.
Judge Tony Graff has rejected a motion to kick the local prosecutor's office off the case. Defense attorneys for Tyler Robinson argued that Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray's announcement that he would seek the death penalty was evidence of strong emotional reactions that should disqualify the whole team. They also argued there was bias because the daughter of Deputy Utah County Attorney Chad Grunander was at the rally when Kirk was killed. Gray testified earlier this month that he thought about seeking the death penalty even before an arrest had been made. Judge Graff found that the daughter's presence did not factor into Gray's decision.
Because defendant has not established factual basis for a finding of conflict of interest or an objective appearance of impropriety rising to a constitutional concern, his motion is respectfully denied.
Robinson has not yet entered a plea to the charge of aggravated murder. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.